as the Republican Party has moved farther and farther to the right, I have found myself increasingly at odds with the Republican philosophy and more in line with the philosophy of the Democratic Party.
Sure rocks Pennsylvania politics and the Republican Party by switching dance partners. Now he's part of the Democrats' side of the aisle, no question. He's scrambled up the mathematic opportunities for things to happen, certainly in Congress. He's 59, 60 would be Al Franken, although that fight continues to rage over Franken or Coleman in Minnesota as far as the senator for that, the second senator for that state goes, and it's heading into a court battle which could drag on for a few more months, but it certainly looks as though it is Al Franken, which would mean a solid, solid 60. How do you feel, America, about having a one-sided Congress? Now, many in the Democratic Party are saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Specter can certainly be an independent vote and vote the way he thinks. And that's why we like Arlen Specter, but I'm not buying that. I think he becomes part of the gang, and of course he's always been a moderate Republican. You saw that he voted for the stimulus plan that Obama threw up, and there was three Republicans who did. He was one of them. And I think that this is big doings for the Democrats, certainly. But what does it say about Specter? Is he a Benedict Arnold, or was it self-preservation? And, hey, all's fair, love, war, and politics. My take is that he's an opportunist and wants to be reelected in 2010, knows that it's pretty difficult for that to happen with his politics and the party. So he decided to jump on board with the Dems. But ultimately, if your core philosophy doesn't match up, I don't know how you do that. See, I all think we can change in certain political viewpoints, certain, I'll call them sidebars of your political viewpoints. But the core, to me, doesn't change if you have deep beliefs. And I think Specter had deep beliefs, but he was willing to trade that in. So I'm going to say that we need Matt Johnson to get the dungeon out, and we are going to throw him in it.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
If you think I'm crazy and completely cockeyed on my opinion, or you agree, or you have a different take on it, call us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Again, this is America Tonight. If you haven't heard the show, my name is Kate Delaney, and we talk about all kinds of things, and obviously this is pretty big to have somebody jump parties. We haven't seen it happen too much now. We have seen it certainly happen recently. And Joe Lieberman was a good example when he decided to declare that he was independent, then jumped back to the Democrats. He, too, was in a fight for his life politically. But this is pretty big because this is a swing as far as votes are concerned. But that aside, do you blame Specter? Think it was a completely stab you in the back move? Or, hey, this is just more pure politics that we see coming out of Washington. And it certainly is pure politics that we see coming out of Washington. Now, besides the Specter deal, of course, all eyes are on Mexico. And the reason is because we have 159 people dead from the swine flu. In fact, they've got thousands who are being tested, and they're sending the samples to the CDC in Atlanta to confirm cases and all that sort of stuff. Now, the good news is we had too many openings in our human health services departments in the United States. And finally, Kathleen Sebelius was approved. And, you know, they were pushing for some quick action. They got it. The vote was 65-31. because she's going to have to jump right in there and get to work on the response to the flu outbreak. You have Janet Napolitano, who is the Homeland Security Secretary, handling this, and that's, you got to have someone else directing this fight. I mean, we're in a little bit of a crisis here, and if it should turn into a pandemic, well, then all hell would break loose. Personally, I don't think it's going to turn into that, and I think some of the panic is ridiculous, at least knock on my desk here, that I'm right on that. And, hey, in my neighborhood, there's 3 confirmed cases. But you got people that are sick in America, but nobody has died. There was rumors that somebody had died in Los Angeles. Turns out they were unfounded rumors. Yes, there were kids that were sick with it, but not that had died from it. Of course, $1.5 billion, that's what Obama has asked for, to combat the swine flu, to be able to have enough people to treat cases of it, to work on it, that sort of stuff. So I think good timing to get somebody in there. There was some controversy over Sebelius, but I think it was good that they put that aside and ultimately have somebody filling the role so you can get Janet Napolitano off of the soapbox and get somebody else in who's specifically running the task force, etc. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen there. So that, to me, is a good thing. All right. This is interesting because we've talked about this for, we've been held hostage, pardon the pun, for 2 weeks talking about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Now, there were the reports that he was waterboarded 183 times. That's what the New York Times broke the story, reported it. They had the memo, blah, blah, blah. He, of course, is the alleged mastermind of the horrible September 11th terror attacks. Now, 183 was circulated everywhere. I mean, that's a high number, incredibly high. Now, according to information from a few people who have testified and the testimony of the terrorists themselves, that number apparently is out of whack, that it's not true, that it's an inflated number. That's nice. Let's inflate this number and release it out there and have everybody rain down holy hell on America, how we're just the biggest, most abusive terrorists on the planet for what we did. And the Justice Department memos describe that the maximum allowed use of the waterboarding on any detainee, 5 days in 1 month with no more than 2 sessions, that kind of stuff. And the math, if you look at it, the math doesn't add up. So I didn't even think about this. So if you put the number out there, then you try to add it all up, even with the 6 applications that last for more than 10 seconds, but less than 40 in the 12 minutes of total water application, a 24-hour period, it doesn't make any sense. The stuff that's mentioned in the memo, how they could have been waterboarded the 286 times if you put the two together. So the number, of course, is not correct. It's inflated. Gee, shocker. Anyone shocked by that? Of course you're not. And now we have this as sort of the entree into more of the memos are going to be released. But the good thing is you'll find out who also knew about this in Congress, because certainly nobody else has come forward to say, oh, yeah, by the way, I gave my approval on it. 800-259-5791 is Arlen Specter of Benedict Arnold.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Tonight we're talking about Arlen Specter. Do you think he is a Benedict Arnold, or do you think, hey, it's like I said, the saying, all's fair in love, war, and politics, baby. He's an opportunist. For 29 years he's been part of the Republican Party, and it's time to jump ship for him because he wants to be re-elected, if nothing else, and he's going to have friends in those high places. Speaking of friends in high places, this is Odds and Ends, which means basically it's like the crookedest street in the country, Lombard Street in San Francisco. I hope I got that right. I know I've talked about it before. You're just kind of turning all over the place. That's the deal with America Tonight. It's definitely the show for people with ADD. I was so psyched to learn this today. So psyched to learn that Michael Douglas will be back as Gordon Gekko. Oliver Stone is planning a Wall Street sequel.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
So remember that scene where he was with Charlie Sheen and he smashed him up in the face and then, you know, his lip bled and he threw his handkerchief at him and said, I give you everything. I give you your manhood. And then he was wired and went off to take the wire off and give it to the agents. And, of course, the last scene you see, he's walking up the courthouse steps. So you'd have to pick it up from there, assuming that Gekko did maybe some time. Boy, there's a lot of things you could do with this movie. And Shia LaBeouf is in talks to take on one of the roles in this, and the plot line for the new Wall Street hasn't really been divulged, but it's going to obviously pick up with Gordon Gekko, because that was Douglas, and you got to wonder, with the shark tanky world of today's Wall Street, boy, you could take this in a lot of different directions. I usually don't like sequels. I mean, think of sequels. What sequels have been good? I mean, think about this for a second, guys. If you're a movie person, even mildly, are there sequels that you like? Like The Godfather. Of course, there was the trilogy. I think 1 and 2 definitely hold up, and 3 was okay. I don't think it was great, but because I was such a fan of 1 and 2, I had to see the 3rd, and that was fine. Now, of course, being from the city of brotherly love, Rocky, 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 but Rocky 6, I mean, that's a little crazy. The first couple, cool, I was fine with. Even the sequel, I was actually fine with. Sometimes it doesn't hold up, you know, and that's the deal now. I mean, that's the Hollywood way. You get a good concept or you get a good movie going, boom, they're making a sequel. It's like Robert Downey. They're now making the sequel to, oh, help me here, Matt. What was the movie he was in? Iron Man. They're making a sequel to that. And the interesting thing is Terrence Howard, of course, was in it. I thought he was pretty good in his role. He got shoved out. Don Cheadle instead got put in his place. I don't know. I kind of like Terrence Howard in that role. But Robert Downey in the Iron Man deal, I think, was just terrific. And I'm betting that the sequel has a good shot at being pretty good, and they've been working on it for a while. But that's the strain of sort of the comic book Marvel thing, and there are a lot of places that you could take that. I mean, think of the Spider-Man franchise and the Batman franchise. To me, some of them totally veered off course. The first one was brilliant, so well done. Jack as the Joker, excellent, excellent, excellent. But then it was almost like trying to make the movie to make the movie. And as much as I like Batman, I think that they missed the boat on a couple of the Batmans. But anyway, I'm all up for the Oliver Stone redo here about Wall Street, because, again, there's so many directions you could go in with this. I mean, you're going back into the 80s. And think of all the things that have happened in 20-plus years. I mean, more than that. You're talking about what? Yeah, you're talking about 20-plus years. So I think if you get a good writer, really tinker with it, boy, you could have something terrific here on the screen. What do you think, Maddie? Do you think this would be a good movie?
I don't know. It's one of those where it's kind of been done, and if Charlie Sheen's not really in it, and they're just, it's kind of like they're making the same movie again if it's just Shia LaBeouf replacing Charlie Sheen.
Well, I don't like Shia LaBeouf doing the, I like him as an actor in some of the things I've seen him in, but I agree. I don't like him in that role. I think Charlie Sheen needs to be there. They need to convince Sheen to come back, because Sheen and Douglas together were good in that, and I think that would be the follow-up.
Yeah, but given Sheen's movie career lately, I don't know if they have to convince Sheen to come back. It's probably they have to.
But he has the cachet.
Movie. Yeah.
Listen, though, he has the cachet of the TV thing with the two men.
Right.
Series.
But that's all he's been doing. He's been on the TV series and then Hanes commercials.
Well, that's not all he's been doing. He's been divorcing women, getting women pregnant, and marrying yet
that's
another woman,
true,
and having babies. So, you know, it's so funny. We do this thing every so often on America Tonight, which you can chime in whenever you have any of these brushes. I call them brushes with fame. And one of my interesting brushes with fame was in San Antonio. They had one of the All-Star games. This was a long time ago. I want to say it was like probably 10, 12 years, probably 11 years ago. And they opened up one of those Planet Hollywood. So somebody I knew was connected to Planet Hollywood, and I had a pass to go there. And I was thinking, no big deal. But I get inside, and it was a big deal, because really most of the people inside were maybe an entourage person, but there were also super famous people. I thought, man, this is like so, I am so in the wrong place. And one of the people that I met that night was Charlie Sheen, who was sitting in a booth and was super, super good looking. I swear he was smoking a million cigarettes. I don't think I've ever seen anyone smoke that many cigarettes. And I'll never forget it. I mean, I'll tell this story on the air. I don't care. But I you know, you're trying to think about this, guys. You're trying to blend in because I really, it was weird that I was, I think it was weird that I was there. I was like, wow, they gave me a pass to this. But, you know, I'm sports media. I do a sports show. I don't work in Hollywood. And this is all Hollywood type people. And no joke, but Demi Moore and Bruce Willis were there. And he was doing that singing thing, you know, playing the harmonica, singing whatever with the little bit on the side for these Planet Hollywood openings. And he's a, was a big sports fan, and somehow I was at the bar and started, he started talking sports to me or something, and then made the comment, oh, haven't I seen you, you know, on the lot or something, meaning, I guess, if one of the places where he was doing a picture, and I was just like, I don't think so. That's a pretty good brush with fame. Matt, what's your biggest brush with fame?
Let's see.
I know you have one. I'm thinking, let me just guess, I'm thinking like a rock star or an athlete.
Well, I've met Kevin McHale. I've met a lot of, when I was at the RNC, I met a lot of TV people and politicians.
TV people, who did you meet?
Katie Couric, Wolf Blitzer, Sway from MTV.
Was Katie Couric nice?
She was nice. I stopped her. She was running by me because a colleague of mine wanted a picture with her, and she was too shy to talk to her. So,
you know, we used to have the Katie Couric song. I don't know if you have that in the arsenal now. It's pretty funny.
She is so much shorter than I thought she was.
Yeah, she's short.
I know. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. But she was friendly. Okay. And then you said Kevin McHale.
Yeah, met him on a golf course.
Yeah, he's a tall guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. And that was before he ruined the Timberwolves, so I liked him at the time.
Dude, you'd be like one of those guys. By the way, you're ruining the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I know, right? But that was, I was younger,
how'd you
so
ruin
it was
them?
Fine.
That's a good brush with fame. Okay,
yeah.
I'll give you that one.
That's all I can think of right now. I think I've met other people, but I got nothing.
No bands, no U2s in your past background, no...
See, all the bands of people I met are more local bands that haven't made it big yet.
Oh.
I'm into the local scene, but yeah.
Okay, and Minnesota, of course, is good. You know, a lot of times bands break from Minnesota, or my friend represents a bunch of bands, a band I love called Shoddy in Seattle, and I think they're going to break big. But Minneapolis is known for its music scene, and so Seattle, they have that in common, I think. Who knows? Maybe somebody you had a brush with, Matt, could end up being the next greatest, biggest thing.
You never know.
Never some young actress you flirted with, no Katie Holmes experiences before she hooked up with Tom Cruise or any of that?
No, it's like, that's all my sister. My sister met actors from here, Sean William Scott, Josh Hartnett. I don't know, I need to hang out with her more,
ooh,
I guess.
Ooh, Josh Hartnett, that's a good one, I'd say. He was in a movie with Harrison Ford that I kind of liked. On the flip side, news you can abuse, one of my favorite things. Plus some more things that are shaking right now as we speak. I got an update on Mexico and the flu coming up around the bend.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Katie Couric's newscast is in trouble. It's me, Charlie and Brian's ratings are like double. Change her whole attitude and suggest that she read the news. Hey, CBS, this whole thing is a total mess. It's a total mess. Hey, CBS.
That's just not right. Poor Katie Couric being attacked here. Please. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In fact, the whole flap over Katie Couric has kind of gone away. You know, she broke the glass ceiling, whatever. They put her in the chair, the anchor's chair, even though Elizabeth Vargas was, in fact, splitting time. Remember that two-anchor thing was the ABC deal. And then when her partner was hurt in Iraq, then she was pregnant, that all went away, and Charlie Gibson took over the anchor chair. But as far as a solo female, that was the Katie Couric deal. Here's the thing. I mean, the song has it right. She's got that whole perky thing down, and she's still making the same amount of money, whatever it is, $15 million. So she was the queen of the Today Show. And I guess in your career you figure you get offered that gig to do the nightly news. It's just too tempting. But, wow, when you have the world by a tail and you're in the right slot and you've got it, I had pretty tough to jump off that. And then have to be the target of all those attacks. I think that a lot of people don't watch nightly news. I mean, how many people listening to me, the millions of you out there, actually watch primetime news anymore? Don't most of you get your news from the internet or talk shows? Or if you're watching television, aren't most of you probably watching morning shows? That's what I think. The new thing is the morning shows, but maybe not. I mean, certainly the older demographic would lean toward looking at the traditional nightly newscasts, but I'm thinking that the audience has really, really dropped. One thing that you won't get out of Katie Couric, for sure, is, unless somehow accidentally it's taped, but you won't have one of those, what they call fleeting expletives. The FCC has a fleeting expletive rule, and they've got a ban on that. Now, the Supreme Court deleted expletives left and right in a narrow upholding of a government policy that threatens broadcasters with fines over the use of even a single curse word on live television. So in six separate opinions that use none of the offending words over 69 pages, the justices suggested they could yet find the FCC fleeting expletives policy unconstitutional. So how about that? So basically the court says a federal appeals court could weigh whether it violates First Amendment guarantees of free speech or not. There were a couple of famous times where this, you know, where this happened. So a lot of people were waiting to see ultimately what the ruling was going to be. I'll give you the examples. Fox TV, owned by Rupert Murdoch, they challenged the policy after the FCC singled out the use of profanity during a couple of awards programs that were aired in 2002 and 2003. In every single one of those instances, some variation of the F word was either used as a modifier, as in Bono's comments that an award was really effing brilliant, or as a metaphor when Cher said F 'em to her critics and they had to pay big bucks because of that. So basically, the F-bomb in any form, you were not getting the backup of the Supreme Court. So that means the FCC deal holds up. Remember the whole Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the 2004 Super Bowl? Well, the Federal Appeals Court in Philadelphia threw out a $500,000 indecency fine against CBS over the breast-bearing episode during the halftime show because the court said the incident lasted 9/16 of a second and should have been regarded as fleeting. How about that? Now, the president of the Parents Television Council Advocacy Group, of course, is thrilled by this decision and hopes that the FCC takes up tens of thousands of pending indecency complaints, which, excuse me, will be interesting because you could see some of these networks shelling out some big cash. It's funny, I was at that Super Bowl, and I was there waiting to go down into the – it was halftime, so I was in the press box – or what amounts to the press box, you actually are in seats in different areas. And it happened so quickly, I had no clue what happened. I mean, it's just boom, did you see that? And, you know, that was it. And then it became such a huge story. And so many people were fuming over what happened with Janet Jackson. And Justin Timberlake, of course, was on the stage with her when the whole thing happened. A lot of people thought it was planned, but I don't think it was planned. I think it was a slip. What do you think, Matt? Do you think that the malfunction was planned or was a slip?
I think it was planned. It looked.
You do?
I looked too much to be planned.
Oh, I don't think she could think that way. I wish I could stretch my mind to think, oh, that would be clever because she's older. She's trying to make a comeback. It'll get her some big juicy headlines, but I don't think so. You thought it was too quick?
It was too. I don't know. What was it supposed to be then?
I think that she just had some sexy deal on top, and it, you know, she flipped out of the top, basically. It fell down.
Yeah, but she was wearing, like, a thing on her chest that looked like it was supposed to be shown.
Well, that's the idea. They were trying to sex her up. They were trying to make her younger looking, trying to, you know, ooh, Janet, she's not, you know, the Rhythm Nation girl anymore. So I think that's what it was about. But it became so offensive to people. Oh, my gosh, primetime. But I don't think it was.
People made too big of a deal of it.
I think people made too big of a deal of it. I was there. It was so fleeting. Nobody even gave it a second nod. And apparently a lot of people decided it was inappropriate. I remember them even asking Laura Bush about it and what she thought. And I was like, why are you asking the First Lady, who I'm sure didn't see it when it happened, what she thinks about this? Because I just don't get the, I just didn't get it. I didn't get the whole indecency thing. I get indecency, but it just seemed ridiculous to me. And that, I'll tell you what, though, that whole thing with the Super Bowl, and that was 2004, that changed a lot of what people listening right now, listening to me, that changes a lot of what you're seeing on the tube. Of course, cable, all bets are off when you talk about Showtime or HBO or any of the other cable networks. But primetime TV or what you see on TV, I don't know if it's, and it's hard to tell because I've heard things lately that I'm surprised about. It's almost like I used to think, geez, in the 70s, we were more risque. Now we're in the era of political correctness and people are afraid to press the envelope. But some of the stuff that I've heard on primetime television has surprised me. So I don't know. I thought the Janet Jackson thing was definitely overblown. Definitely. And of course, dropping F-bombs on TV, I can understand why that would be offensive to people. And I can understand why the FCC would be all over them for it. But then, you know, this is that whole legalese thing where you're stretching what is the definition and what was said and blah, 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 blah. All right, I said I would talk about this, but to me this would have almost been the dungeon moment, but Arlen Specter was just too juicy. I couldn't leave that alone. We had to give him a little time in the dungeon, which, by the way, no kidding, what I do is I will send him a key, which I'm sure one of his aides will get and push aside, but I will send him a key to get out of the dungeon, and we'll see if he accepts, which means he has to talk to us on the show. How about that? So Barack Obama, here's the fallout from the low plane flyover deal. Barack Obama apparently is pretty furious and ordered an internal review of the low flying photo op, the $300,000 opportunity for the backup Air Force One jet to buzz over the Statue of Liberty. The FAA knew that sending two fighter jets in Air Force One to buzz Ground Zero and the Statue of Liberty might actually set off some memories of 9/11, the replay of that. But they still ordered it anyway and kept it secret from the public, as we know, right? And this is what's come out. There was a memo that was put together by the Federal Aviation Administration's James Johnson that specifically said in it that the agency was aware of the possibility of public concern regarding the aircraft flying at low altitudes in and around New York City, but they demanded total secrecy from the NYPD, the Secret Service, the FBI, and even the mayor's office, and threatened federal sanctions if the secret got out. I mean, come on. How do you feel about that, America? I mean, what are your feelings on federal officials demanding that this flyover be kept a big bad secret by the NYPD and the mayor's office? Is that not ridiculous? Of all the things to be kept secret, this is, of all the stupid things that get kept secret, why would this be kept secret? This frivolous flight in the first place was ridiculous, the cost of it, and it doesn't even include the number that I said, the cost of the two F-16s that also went along for the ride. Insensitive doesn't cover it, folks, let me tell you. 800-259-5791. News you can abuse, this day in history, and birthdays coming up around the bend.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Back in 1916, for example, the Easter Rising in Dublin collapsed as Irish nationalists surrendered to British authorities at the time. We have other highlights for you, some abroad and some closer to home, and birthdays, too, as well. Boy, there's a ton of big-time birthdays on this day. Seinfeld is one of them. If you were a Seinfeld fan, he is turning 55 years old. Also, my left foot actor, Daniel Day-Lewis, is 52 years old, but that's just a couple of them. We have some more coming your way, too, when we touch on the birthdays. Always interesting to see when somebody flips another page in the calendar. In the meantime, each and every day, as I like to say, there's always the oddball news you can abuse, errant whatever stuff that's happening across the land that is interesting to examine. And some of the stuff that we've talked about lately has been very, very kooky. And today's version includes this story about, and this is I mean, this is a news you can abuse because it's one of those strange things. Picture yourself at a topless club. I can't picture that, but picture yourself at a topless club. The cops find a 14-year-old topless dancer in Akron, Ohio. She was dancing at the club when they raided the bar. So that happened over the weekend. The place was called the Playhouse Bar. They arrested four dancers, and they saw some of the dancers make contact with customers, but the 14-year-old kind of shied off of it. So they put the girl in protective custody, the bar owner and manager, charged with illegal use of a minor in a performance and with child endangering. And apparently the 14-year-old said she just wanted to dance. So I don't know if she had one of those fake IDs or what the deal is. Hey, Matt, did you have a fake ID when you were in high school?
Not until I was out of high school.
Oh, because you had to be 21, so you had a fake ID when you were 18 or 19.
Right.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah, it worked up until about a month before my 21st birthday is when I finally got caught with it. But it works for about 3 years.
What did they do?
It was just the bar who finally caught on, I guess.
And they said, sorry, buddy, this doesn't
work
like
that. And they confiscated the ID. But it worked I used it in different states, liquor stores, bars, clubs. It worked everywhere.
Wow. I mean, that takes me back. I think of fake IDs. I had one, and the real blunder of the thing was, and I wasn't a big partier, drinker, bad chick, just so all of America knows that, okay? let me clarify that. But, of course, I had a fake ID. We used to go to a place called Kaminsky's. My mother said she felt safe because it was right down the street, and everybody from Cherry Hill East and Cherry Hill West went in there. They must have known that we had just graduated or whatever. But the ID I had, you think I would get a clue on this. I had my, it was, cut out of my head. I didn't have any other pictures, and it was like a prom dress getup. I never got busted with it, though. But like I said, I wasn't out of control, crazy, did anything bad. I just wanted to hang out with the rest of the pack, I guess, and it was a place that was pretty close to home. Here's more news you can abuse. A good Samaritan given a parking ticket after he pulled over to help a heart attack victim in Germany. That's so sad, isn't it? 42-year-old Steve Schwitzenwolf spotted a woman collapsing in the street, pulled up to give her help. He could see something bad was going on. He just wanted to get her an ambulance, and the last thing he was thinking about was where and how long to park his car. He waited with her for the ambulance to arrive, but when he got back to his car, which was just down the street, he had a traffic warden writing a ticket. She apparently didn't see that he had stopped to help the woman, and he tried to explain it, but it didn't make any difference. They didn't care. That is hard-hearted, I would say. I think that sometimes there's definite real excuses for not getting a ticket, and that would be one of them. A woman is having a heart attack. You're stopping to help her, and so you're parked illegally. Come on, cut them some slack there. Give me a break. Here's an interesting shot I happen to see in the paper, so I'm going to mention it to you. I've always been fascinated by people who can walk the tightrope, you know, the whole circus deal. And when I was a kid, I remember always looking for the nets, thinking, where's the nets? Where's the nets? They're going to fall. Well, a Chinese high wire artist completed a 700-meter-long tight rope walk uphill. And this is radio, but picture this. I mean, the guy is, all you see is like mountains around him. You can tell. He's a 25-year-old kid, walks along this steel cable, 40-degree angle. The cable is swaying. It's more than 300 meters above the ground, and it's usually used to carry tourists, the cable cars, up to a mountain, a popular spot in China's Hunan province, in fact. And using just that pole, that big old pole, to balance himself, he walked without a safety wire, and it took 70 minutes, so over an hour, to complete the stunt, but he did it. It was his second attempt at doing it. Last October, he slipped 50 meters from the end. He caught the wire and was rescued by another climber. I mean, that's all it would take for me. One slip, are you kidding? There's something about being able to do that, the balance and coordination that you have to have, and obviously he had it, so kudos, baby. Time for this day in history. We love to look back at events that have happened previously. I mentioned certainly one of them. And if you turn the page on the calendar, there are 246 days left in this year. 1429, that's way back when, Joan of Arc entered the besieged city of Orleans to lead a French victory over the English. And we know what happened to Joan of Arc in the end. Well, wasn't a pretty finish, was it? But she stood by her core beliefs, no matter what was going to happen to her. 1968, if we jump way ahead, the musical Hair opened on Broadway, following limited engagements off Broadway, and it's, you know, it's actually been back and forth now for a while on Broadway, so it had a couple of comebacks. In 1974, President Nixon announced he was releasing edited transcripts of some of the secretly made White House tape recordings related to Watergate. In 1983, remember this one, Harold Washington was sworn in as the first black mayor of Chicago. In 1992, deadly rioting erupted in L.A. after a jury in Simi Valley acquitted four L.A. cops of almost all state charges in the videotaped beating of Rodney King. Boy, that was a mess. How about this one? 10 years ago, the Reverend Jesse Jackson arrived in Belgrade on a mission to win freedom for three American POWs held by Yugoslavia. 5 years ago, President George W. Bush and Dick Cheney met behind closed doors with the September 11th Commission, a national monument to the 16 million U.S. men and women who served during World War II, open to the public in D.C. That was nice. All right, we move ahead to birthdays, and boy, there's a couple of them that I think you'll recognize. Love that Beatles song. Movie director Philip Noyce is 59 years old. Singer Tommy James, 62, from the Confederate Railroad. Country musician Wayne Seacrest is 59. Seinfeld, we already told you, is 55 years old. Actor Leslie Jordan, 54. Actress Kate Mulgrew, you might remember her from Star Trek days, 54 years old. Michelle Pfeiffer, well, she's been in a ton of movies, 51 years old. From the Brady Bunch, actress Eve Plum is 51. Singer Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips turns 41 years old. Actress Uma Thurman, just a year shy of 40, so that makes her 39. I used to have a wicked crush on this guy, and then I actually had a chance to interview him, and he was the nicest, nicest athlete I think I ever interviewed. And he's a lot taller than I thought. He seemed shorter on television. But tennis player Andre Agassi, 39 years old, married to Steffi Graf. Rapper Master P, who was a disaster in Dancing with the Stars, 39 years old. Chicago Bears defensive tackle Tommy Harris is 26 years old. From the Cranberries, rock musician Mike Hogan is 36, and actor Zane Carney is 24. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Human beings are perhaps never more frightening than when they are convinced beyond doubt that they're right.